Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I'm looking forward to having a fun show tonight. We have Jason back on, waiting for him to join me. And it's been interesting times, isn't it? What a breath of fresh air. We have all kinds of nice stuff going on tonight, and it'll be interesting. And the next show I have is I'm going to have a paranormal investigator, and he's from Unseen Paranormal, and that's going to be in April. And then I'm going to have another lady. She does investigations, and she's going to be on April 29th, so I'm looking forward to that. All right, so I'll take the first caller. Jason will be joining us soon. So I'll call out the, okay, let's see. All right, 775. Hello, 775. What's your question? Okay, nobody's there, okay. 720.
Hello?
Hello, 720. What's your name? What's your number?
Hi, my name is Randy.
And what is your question, Randy, and where are you from?
I'm from Colorado.
And what's your question?
I just wondering where you see me in 6 months, like living or working.
There's like the worm is going to turn. You're going to be doing a lot better. You're going to be able to get stabilized, and I see you getting a really, really good job.
Oh, that's good. Am I going to be in the same, like, where I live? Am I going to stay here? Which I want to stay here, but I don't know.
You're going to stay where you are, and you're going to get a job that's only 20 minutes away.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Thank you. That's a good reading. Because I was,
you know, so
I had to
apply and do the plug-in. Do the plug-in that you need for your, you know, your application, is you have to do the plug-in. So.
You mean, what do you mean by plug-in? I have to push myself?
In other words, you have to put the keyword.
The keyword.
Keyword in your application so they find it.
Oh. Okay.
So that's what's happening.
Okay. So I have to just shift my app, my resume a little bit, is what you're saying? You tweak my resume?
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, I hope that helped you.
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
All right, so you'll be doing a lot better. Okay, thank you. You can still listen. Okay. Hi. Hi, Jason. Sorry, you were having... I saw you popping off and popping in. I don't know what happened. Are you there?
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Yay! We got you. All right. How are you? Hello? I'm having technical difficulties, you guys. All right, if we lose everybody, call back in. Hi, Jason.
Hey, I couldn't get into your phone line. That was so weird.
I
tried calling multiple
sorry.
Times.
I saw your number popping on and off. Goodness sakes.
But I'm going to change my platform from Log Talk Radio in the summer, I think. Because I feel like they have some. Remember I told you about that one time my show didn't record a couple of months? You or my show didn't
yeah.
record that time? And I had
yeah,
a high-profile guest who their show. So it's
wow.
like, you know, and then the phone, I called four times. It said, welcome to Verizon Wireless. I was like, what is going on? But
wow.
Do you have any other callers on right now? Or did it go?
Yeah, I got
phone?
A bunch.
Okay, good, good, good.
Okay,
I'm ready
so
now. You
what
are,
we'll
so.
Do is bring the next one on. Let's see if they're on there. Having trouble connecting with them, too. I'll definitely
okay,
write them a
no
letter. Hi, 775. Hello? Nope, dead air. Okay, let's try another number. 216.
Hello?
Hello, 216.
Hi. Hi, Kelly Jo. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Except it's freezing.
Do you have a question for Jason or I?
I do. Either one of you, whoever's good at this, what? I don't know. It's about, I foster dogs because I've been working at home. I did adopt one, but I have another one I'm fostering. His name is Jackson, and he keeps getting returned, and I absolutely love this little guy. He's been returned three times. Am I going
to
find a nice home for him? I already have one. I know. I love this dog. Am I going to find him a good home?
No, you need to adopt him.
You're serious, aren't you?
Nobody else will want him but you.
Why don't they want him? What is wrong with him? I know he's independent. He's like a loner. But when he attaches to you, he's totally devoted to the person
right,
he loves.
But
does that make sense?
He ignores you. That's the problem.
Exactly.
And he
so
don't
do
act
see?
Like he hears what they're saying.
I know, but I think he does. I have this little guy figured out.
But you need to adopt him because he attached to you.
Oh, God, I know. I know. You really do think I should adopt him, don't you? Yes.
Well, that's what they're telling me.
That's what you're telling okay, that's what they're, so I should adopt him.
Go ahead,
he doesn't,
Jason.
I don't.
Yeah, I how you doing? Here's what I'll add. Your dog.
I know it's a dog.
Has,
I mean, I love animals. Sorry.
No,
I love
was gonna say you have such a, you have such a strong heart for nature and animals, and you're like you're almost like the dog whisperer. But your dog has the one that keeps getting returned has behavioral issues, a strong sense of independence, and I don't know if there's issues with him wetting things, but that might come up in the future at a new place he goes because he's like he's like the alpha dog anywhere else, but when he's with you, he's not. He feels a sense of, I don't know, comfort with you. So I'd like to echo what Kelly just said, that there's a strong possibility that if you kept him, he would behave. For some reason, he's bonded to you.
I don't get it. He was with the same person for 6 years, too. I don't think he'll wet. He's totally 150% house trained. He's got so many good qualities. He just...
You need to adopt
I don't,
him, period.
I know.
He's
Thank
not going to bond with anybody else. He sticks to you.
Thank you, you guys.
What animal stick do they bond to?
He's a beagle.
So.
He'll be good with you. I agree with that.
It's like, love me, I'm yours.
He's a good dog, you guys.
If you look at his best interests, for some reason, he wants to stay with you.
I think my dad brought them to me. My dad passed away last year. All right.
There's a reason. There's a reason. Absolutely.
I know. Thank you, both
of
you.
I'm just trying to give them away.
Don't make me feel guilty.
He's a boomerang. He'll keep coming back. He'll keep coming back just like a boomerang will.
You're so funny. You're probably right. Thank you, both of you. I know
you
see people ask for your love.
Have a good night.
I'm asking. Bye. Bye. Have a nice night.
Okay. How fun. I'm going to try that 775 again. I don't know if they'll answer or not. Hi, 775. I guess they're just listening. 775-762. Nope. Okay. All right. 805. Hello, 805.
Hi, thank you. Hi, I'm here. Thank you. This is Donna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Where are you from, and what's your question?
Much better, California. And my question is, I just met a fellow named Larry. I haven't given him my card yet. I'll be seeing him in 2 weeks through a drive-in vaccination thing because he's there doing that. And do you see anything developing with him and I, please?
Does he know about you, or?
Oh, yeah, he was kind of flirting. He was flirting with me and everything. I was in the drive, my drive-in car getting my vaccination, and he was flirting with me. And then I said, well, I'll be back in 3 weeks to get the second. And he got real excited and said, well, get in my lane. Ask for Larry. And, you know, so.
Nah.
I get him being friendly. I get him being friendly with you.
I don't know if he's necessarily flirting.
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. I guess not then. Anybody else coming through, or?
Well, later on in the springtime, like in May, you have a possibility of meeting somebody through a friend. It would be through a male platonic friend. And so if you get set up to meet somebody, say yes.
Oh, yeah, because my friend Pete, who's blind, I look after him during the week, a couple days a week, and he said he has two cousins, Peter and John. They don't live in California.
Oh, there you go.
They live in, so maybe that's through him.
Yeah. So what do you get, Jace?
Yeah, I'll agree with Kelly Jo. I don't think Larry is going to be the one that you're going to spark something with. I think he's just being friendly. But I will say that you have a social event coming up. I'm not sure if it's the one Kelly Jo's talking about. There's something coming up in May. You'll be at like some type of barbecue or some type of social gathering, and you're going to have a good possibility of making a male friendship there that leads to something more over time. So start off as a friendship, and you don't expect it at first. And there's something about this person, and I don't know if it's the dimples they have or there's some – like they're not exactly your type when you first meet them. But I feel like there will be something that they charm you, and their connections between you and them is going to be deeper than what you would expect.
Oh, well, that's wonderful news.
He might like to play cards. I see.
Can't bounce on him.
What? No?
Don't bounce on him.
Oh, I don't do that anyways. I'm kind of shy around guys. Yeah. Yeah.
There might be a card game or something, too. He might like to play cards, so keep that in mind, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, super. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and there's something about eight. So it's either the card game eight or like the eighth month. There's like a giant eight around you.
Okay. All right. I'll, yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. 510. Hello, 510.
Hello. Hi, how are
What's
you?
What's your name, and where you're from, and what's your question?
My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California. I want to see if you pick up a romance for me.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I actually think you're going to have something coming up. It's going to be like 30 to 60 days from now. I think more towards the 60-day part. You're going to circulate yourself more than you've expected to or will. There's going to be something that comes up that's going to give you an opportunity to come across someone that you haven't met before, and that's where I see something getting sparked. It's going to be someone new. I feel like they have a trade they do. They work in the trade industry, like a plumber or someone like that, but they also have something where they retired, and now they're just kind of they might have relocated towards where you live, too. There might be something about the area where you live where they just got there and they're kind of new to the area, and there might be a strong connection with that where you could kind of familiarize them with things around there, something like that. I feel like they're new to town.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with him. It's because you don't really go anywhere to meet anybody. It could even be someone who comes to fix something at your house.
Okay.
You know, and he looks like he's medium built. Wears his hair shaved close to his head, but it's not bald. You know what I mean? Very neat, very clean, wears glasses. I think this person could be a plumber, because I'm seeing piping.
Okay.
And,
that's what I have to trade, too.
And he's wearing a uniform. You know the blue pants and the blue shirt with the circle with the name written in it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And then there's also something about fall, too, and you meeting somebody, because they're showing me colored leaves. So there you go.
Okay.
That would
Thank
be
you.
Different than the plumber dude.
And there might be some sort of connection to the Midwest, like Wisconsin, Michigan, one of those kind of places, because I feel like that's also in the energy coming up for you with somebody you meet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
610.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Okay, this is the first time I found your show, the first time I'm calling in. My name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA. I really need help in regards to a relationship dilemma that I'm in. I'm really, really hurt. I'm really, really broken from this situation. Someone in my apartment complex, it's another female. Her name's Christine. She started giving me a bunch of jewelry, started making me meals, and finally after a couple months, I kind of caught on that she liked me. Well, I gave her my number, we started texting. I know her for 20 years, but I haven't seen her in 20 years. And I guess I said to her in a text message last Sunday, a week ago, I'm not sure if this is going to work out. Well, she got her feelings hurt. She's 52 years old, and she said, fine. She hasn't talked to me since. I have tried to write a handwritten letter. I told her I value her friendship. I told her I'm very sorry. I told her I want to work on things. I told her I want a relationship. I told her I was just scared. I've tried to call and leave a voicemail. I tried to invite her to dinner. Last night, she texted me back real nasty and said, I don't want nothing to do with you. Don't text my phone anymore. And that was it. And I live in the same apartment complex with this female. So I'm very hurt. I'm very broken. I mean,
well,
I wasn't even really given a chance.
It's done.
I need to
Hello? It's done. Let it go.
What's done?
The relationship is finished.
So you don't see her contacting me or trying to apologize or working anything out in the future?
Let it go.
Wow, that's crazy. You don't do that stuff to people like that. I'm sorry.
But you hurt her feelings too, because she was in love with you. So it's mutual.
She never told me she loved me. That's not true. She never said that she loved me. This girl hasn't seen me in 20 years. We were just platonic friends.
I understand, but she was in love with you.
She never told me that.
But her feelings are hurt, so let it go. She don't want to be friends anymore or anything.
Well, that's crazy.
You know, and it was a karmic thing and a lesson, and so let it go. And you aren't going to get in trouble. You'll be fine living where you are. You probably won't run into each other that much. So that's no danger.
Oh, I run into her 3-4 times a day. She's in the same apartment building.
No,
lady.
But
I
mean,
what you're not getting.
You won't be fussed with. That's what I'm
Please
saying.
Please don't yell into the phone. It doesn't help anybody.
I'm not.
What's that?
I said, please don't yell into the phone.
I get what you're saying. Listen, lady, I get what you're saying. I'm 46 years old. I've been through a lot. I do hospice for a living. I see people die. You saying to me to forget it? I don't think so, lady. I don't operate like that. This is my life. This is my heart. This is the stuff that I was toyed with by this other female. She gave me a diamond ring, earrings, and everything else. You don't do that to people. And then pull this.
Did you accept those gifts? Did you accept those gifts?
Yes, I did.
Did you
yes,
understand
I did.
Why they were given
and she
to
got,
you?
Listen,
no,
she
I'm
got upset. What?
Yeah, but my question is, have you looked at things from her point of view at all? Because I just hear your point of view on it, but I don't see you taking into consideration her point of view. And that is missing from the conversation with yourself. You can't control everything, expecting everything to be the way you want it to be with other people. You've got to take into consideration their point of view. You're not going to have a balanced dynamic with her until you start looking at things outside the lens of your point of view. You have a lot of anger and hurt right now. I know what that anger and hurt feels like. I know what it's like to try to be in a relationship and it doesn't work out, but at the same time, you've got to look at the big picture. And right now, you're beating yourself up about something when you haven't really taken the chance to reflect and take a step back. Let time heal things and let things happen, but when you receive gifts from somebody, there's a reason behind that that you may not have thought of at the time, but now you've got to take a look at all that and take a consideration of other people's feelings other than your own. That's what I am going to tell you. And sometimes the universe brings people
into
our lives. Well,
I did. And I told her that I wanted a relationship and she doesn't want to talk to me.
Then what I get off that too, and this is just my two cents, is I feel like you had some confusion with your feelings in. You weren't clear with her. And when you tell someone it's not going to work out, you've got to take that at face value, that they're going to interpret it as that. And you got to give them time to heal. You can't just expect to press a button and think that someone's going to be able to rewind their feelings for you because you told them that after receiving gifts from them. At least that's what you represented to us tonight. So my recommendation to you is to utilize this, take a step back, let it process, realize that not every situation works out perfectly at first, but you learn and you reflect and you grow and you evolve from these things instead of coming from a place of hurt, anger, and frustration. That's not helping anybody. It's not helping you. It's not helping her. And it's not going to help you in the long run.
Well, I'm asking you, do you see her reaching out from her end?
I think you're missing everything I'm trying to say to you right now. I'm trying to tell you to look at things from her point of view, and you don't seem to grasp that very well. And it's okay. But just understand that for you to get to where you need to be, you got to look at the bigger lens. And right now you're kind of stuck in a point of view that is going to hurt you for a while. You'll get better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty then. Goodness sakes.
It's hard. It's hard for people because we all have conundrums where we, you know, if there's anything I've learned the last 2 years, Kelly Jo, and you know this personally, is you got to step outside your point of view. If you do that,
right,
you'll have a better opportunity of seeing things from the bigger picture and not looking at it from what you think it is.
Right.
And only your point of view.
There's hurt on both ends. She's not
for
saying
sure
that the other person got hurt.
That's what she needs. That's what's missing for her.
347. Hi, 347.
Hi.
Hello.
Annabelle. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question and where are you from?
From New York, and my question has to do with, like, romance, what you see.
You're asking, I'm sorry, I'm having a terrible time hearing you. Can you repeat what you said?
Yeah, with regards to, like, relationships and romance.
Oh, romance. Well, do you have an older gentleman that's around you now?
No.
Well, you're going to have an older gentleman. He feels like he's a Scorpio, and he feels like he deals with sales in some manner because he wears a coat and tie and a crisp white shirt to work, and he still wears cufflinks. And it looks like this man, you've met him in spirit already. You haven't met him in physicality, and you'll probably meet him not till the winter time of 2021. But he's coming in then. And then they're saying it'll be something of like once in a blue moon. So really, blue moons happen twice in a year. So that's the saying that I'm hearing. And then I'm hearing A Daisy a Day. It's an old 1930s song. You can Google it. Go ahead, Jay.
I think you're going to definitely be more surprised this year about romance than you expect. I think there's going to be a couple of things that come your way, and it's going to happen at exactly the right timing for you. Right now, it's not right now. I feel like it's towards May or June, going after Memorial Day. For some reason, after Memorial Day, I see you talking to somebody, texting with someone, communicating, and I feel like it's around then that you start seeing someone else. Go slow. I think you already will go slow anyway from prior relationships you were in, but I think that if you go slow, there's a potential for something to grow over time. I wouldn't rush something because the person I'm describing either has commitment issues or would get kind of nervous if things grew faster for what they're prepared for. I feel like they might have come out of a long-term relationship about a year ago before COVID hit. So when you meet them, they're still kind of fresh around the edges, so to speak. So keep that in mind.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's funny. Tonight's all about romance. I'll put out there how we get a hold of you. Jason, how do we get a hold of you?
Sure. The Social Psychic. You can go on the website, www.thesocialpsychic.com. And I usually get contacted through that. And that's usually the best way to reach me personally.
And me, it's KellyJoePsychic.com or my phone number, 561-333-5367. And do you have anything coming up to tell them about, Jay?
My show, the Social Psychic Radio Show, I told you it's Kelly Joe. I'm going to be expanding it starting later tonight. It's going to be 8 to 9, Monday to Thursday. Dial in. It's going to be called Socialize with Jason Zook. Part of it's going to be for readings, but we're going to be doing spiritual topics and discussions and more off the cuff kind of conversations. It's not going to be edited. It's going to be real life. It's almost like opening up the platform to the audience.
Cool. Neat.
Yeah, and people can call into that show. So, and
that'll be fun.
Thank you.
954. Hello, 954.
What's
your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
I'm Chad. I live in South Florida. My question is about just love. Like, when do you see me in a relationship or talking to anybody? There was somebody I was talking to, but I'm not sure if it's going to – well, me and her is not working, even though I want it to work out, but it's just not.
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, hey, Chad, I'm Jason. A couple things. One, I think you – who has an issue with communicating when they're with somebody? Is that your dynamic or is that her dynamic, the prior situation? I feel like there's a breakdown in communication. And if that's what I'm sensing and if it is you, I'll say that any dynamic you're in to open up more and you'll be able to have better opportunities of connecting. I do see new stuff coming your way. It's going to take about 2 months or so. There's stuff that's delayed. It's not around you directly. It's just in general. Things are delayed right now with COVID and everything else. But I do see you opening up and meeting new people and having new romance coming your way.
Cool. That makes sense. I broke my elbow, and it's going to take 2 months for it to heal. So, yeah, that does make sense. But...
Well, and as soon as you circulate yourself, you generally have a good opportunity of meeting people, I feel like. I don't think you have a problem with meeting someone face-to-face. There might be more of a delay, but just, yeah, after you heal, I do see you having that opportunity coming your way. I see at least two people coming your way, but you're going to have to kind of – I would communicate more and figure out your expectations in the next 60 days. Like, what are you looking for? And then think about that and then see what you can attract to meet that in your expectations in your mind. I'm all about manifestation, law of attraction. So if you're thinking about what you want for the person, the type of relationship, kind of reflect on that the next 60 days. You'd be surprised. Sometimes that'll, you know, hasten the opportunity of meeting the right person for yourself.
What about...
I
do see one... Go ahead, Kojo. I'm sorry.
I see you with a short little girl. She's short and petite. And... you're going to meet her, looks like summertime in June, and she likes to wear her hair in long braids a lot. I'm seeing, you know, the long, pretty braids, and you're going to really open up with her and laugh with her. I see you, you're going to be kind and sweet and soft with her, and she'll help you open up. You guys, you don't like to talk a lot, but you like to talk to her. I see you guys talking from everything from soup to nuts. And I hear you laughing. She's just going to tickle you all the way down to your toenails.
And that's how I just thought about this other girl I was talking to, and then it just cut off weirdly. Like, that's what I was like.
After you heal from that other, you know.
Yeah.
But I see you being with somebody that's going to capture your heart. And you're going to fall in love for the first time in your life. This one will be she'll be the it girl.
Hello?
I'm sorry, what?
No, I heard you. I heard what you said. Nobody never told me that before, like, oh, I never fell in love before or something. Like, that's my first time.
I don't know. I just guess that it'll be a true love.
Some of these involve sex, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, what?
I was saying, do you, like, know her sign or, like...
No, I just see her. She's a cute little girl. And you're going to meet her in the summertime. All right. I hope you have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 519. Hello, 519.
Hi there. I just wanted to tell Jay what a great job he did with that one caller. I just was rooting for you the whole entire time. I don't have any questions.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good job. You know what? Whatever you said was true. Whatever you said was true as well, but some people just don't want to listen.
It's also people come from a place of hurt. So it's hard to sometimes see. I've been there. I understand it. It's hard, but yeah.
Definitely a rough
spot. They'll get past it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? When you ask someone, and this applies to everybody, if you ask someone what they think, then listen or don't ask. You know, if you're going to vent mm-hmm. with people, vent with your friends. Don't vent with strangers.
What's your question, hon?
I have no question, just a comment. And that was it.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you. You sound like Sylvia Brown. You know that, right?
No, I don't. I didn't know it. No, that people thought that I sound like her.
Yeah, you
do. She was pretty cool.
Sounds like that in person, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye.
856.
Hi,
hello,
how are you?
856. What's your name? Where are you from?
Gia. I'm from New Jersey.
And what's your question?
Either a long-term relationship coming in or a job with a move, if that's coming in anytime soon. Either one.
Well, there is a job with a move coming in, and then you're going to meet fella where you're going. Have you applied anywhere that's near Boston, Massachusetts?
I think there's something that said Boston, like,
You might get a job there and meet the fella there because he says A a lot. The guy goes, A?
Cool.
So, and you have a choice of two men. And, let's see. I'm not an astrologer, but sometimes they give it to me. Sometimes they'll give me stuff, and sometimes they don't. For the one guy, I didn't see it. But for you, you're going to meet a fire sign, but I don't know what all the fire signs are, so you have to look those up. And then you're also going to meet the earth sign. So those are the two men. And they're both very diverse and different. One feels like he's from Europe, and the other guy feels like he's from the Boston area. So you got a choice of two men folk. One is 6'2", and that would be the earth sign, and then the other one is 5'10". So you got your choice of two men, folks. There you go. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have some new opportunities as well, as I pick up what Kelly Jo was saying. There's something coming up, and I feel you're going to take a short trip before you take your long trip. For the move I'm picking up on, there's going to be a short trip you take that gets you, I feel like, north of where you live now. So if you're in Jersey, it's going to be somewhere north. It could be New York or the New England area. But I feel like there's something you're going to get a job opportunity that either transfers you up there or a new opportunity with your current – there's something that leads you there. And I feel like that's when you're going to meet someone new. It's like that order, not the other way around. And that's this year.
Okay.
It's going to be this year. I feel like by the summer you start getting these in place kind of thing. So.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thanks.
All right. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Okay, I'll let you go first, next. I didn't mean to hop in front of you.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Oh, good. No, you're good, Kelly. We're good.
Hey, 614.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Where are you from, and what's your name? And
Tracy, and I'm from North Carolina.
Ah, hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jason.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question about, I was going to stick on the relationship thing, but I'm more interested in a lot of stuff going on right now, personal and professional, and I've just recently been worried about my own medical health. What do you see with that?
I feel like you're going to have some tests coming up that you're going to do. If you haven't done already, you're going to be doing some exams or some, like, you know, physical stuff coming up, blood work, physicals. I think that going first, I also feel like you may have had fatigue, something along those lines. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a medical person. I can only pick up what I pick up when I read energy. But I feel like if you've been fatigued and tired a lot, that there's going to be something you change up with your diet or something with your habits that's going to give you more energy in the long run. You might take supplements or something. Health-wise, I think you're going to have some tests. You're going to work with a health professional. I feel like more maintenance-related stuff as compared to something coming up right now. And I feel like it's going to put you on the right path. Almost like if I'll use myself as an analogy. A couple years ago, I was 50 pounds heavier, and I felt sluggish. I felt out of it. I met with a doctor, and I started to lose weight and felt better over time. That's the kind of improvements I see is possible for you coming up this year, health-wise.
Yeah, the issue is I'm going to have an MRI done because I've been getting serious migraines.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Health-wise, my food and stuff is pretty much on point. I'm just worried about all the migraines and stuff that I'm getting to see if it's something that's going to be – that needs to be done or if it's just maybe tweaking hormones or
– You're going to get treatment. You're going to get something. I don't know if they give you, some type of medicine for it. There's going to be something you could take. There's something that treats migraines that you're going to try, and it may work a lot more effectively than you realize. And there's a source to the migraines, too, if it's stress in your life. Spiritual people always look at things and say disease, D-I-S, apostrophe disease, like the whole body. There's something in your migraines that you should look at, too, as potentially trying to, cope better with some stress in the life. And I know we've all had extensive stress, but it gets better. Your migraines will reduce in frequency, and I feel like you'll be better and more balanced by, July. It's a couple of months right now you're going to go through this.
Okay.
I don't see it putting you out of work or anything getting worse or debilitating or seizures or anything like that. I just see you getting yourself more in balance than you've been because of all the strain you've been under. There's been outside factors affecting you, and sometimes our bodies give way from the stress. And migraines could definitely be, a part of that. But keep in mind, I'm not a medical professional, so you got to realize that. But I would definitely follow your lead with your doctor. But I do think they're going to get you something that helps you with that. Plus, then you're going to work on getting some stress management or some type of meditation or breathing exercises. There's something you're going to do to make yourself decluttered, less stressed, and I feel like you're going to take some ownership of your health and it's going to improve. Look into holistic options.
And I'm seeing you getting started out in a three, so it's either 3 days or 3 weeks. It's not 3 months.
Well, I have my MRI on Thursday, so that would be 3 days.
Okay. There you go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
If we don't get to all of you guys, we'll get to your next show because Jason has to bop up for his show at 8. So we'll do one more. 8.
Kelly,
John,
ready? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, 2 and 8. Nobody's there. Okay. Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And thank you, Jason. Oh, you got a pop.
Thank you so much, Kelly Jo. Always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity. And I always love meeting people with you.
Have a good night. And we'll see everybody in the future. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you for all the countries that are tuning in and listening to us. And I wish you blessings, love, and light, and I wish healing and light to the lady that could help. So, all right. I hope that everyone has a good evening. And Epi will be here August 29th, so I will see you then. And remember, think positive, be positive. And things will change. And remember, love wins. It always does and always will. And I believe the white hats are going to win and the white light. Where there's light, there is no shadows. And have a good night.